TitanPad is another collaborative word processor built on the Etherpad platform. So it's got a similar look and feel to other Etherpad clones that you might have seen. When you create your first pad, it gets a unique URL and you can share that with your collaborators. There's a basic word processing window, so there's some rudimentary text editing tools. You can embolden the text, italicize it, underline it, and so forth. You can indent it, and you can change. You can revert back to a former state. So there's an undo and a redo button. There's a save button, so you can click and save that version as you go along, and then at any point in the future, you can come back to any of the saved revisions that you made earlier. So if you get to a point where you've got yourself into a mess and you've decided that you've gone down a blind alley, you can undo and return back to one of the saved versions. There's also a time slider, as there are in some of the other clones, whereby you can, just by clicking and dragging a control, you can see the whole thing built up in sort of super fast time. So going back to check how something was assembled, the thinking process perhaps. So if you've got a skilled poet, for example, or somebody who has composed, how they typed that out and the stages they went through, and then the revisions that they made and why they made those revisions, that's all possible using the time slider. Each person who types in the TitanPad will have colour if you choose to make that available, and it's important to ask people to enter the name so that you can identify each of the edits with a particular person. And then it also makes it easier when using the chat window. If you want to ask somebody a question about what they've written, obviously you can see their name listed and the colour that's they're tagged with. So all those are really useful features. But I'd go a stage further. It's not just about being useful features. Actually working at the same time with other people on a document, whether it's a science report that you're writing up together, whether it's a brainstorming session you're having or a planning session with fellow students, that's a real skill. Can you remember any time when you were young, when you were having to do that and work on the same bit of paper at the same time, perhaps just on the next line of a document, or go back and scroll out what somebody had put and substitute your own? Well, that's possible, and I think that's perhaps one of the things we might term 21st century skills.